This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media with your host, Farron.
It's your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation and lies and corruption of the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, March 29th, 2014. We're in the first hour of the broadcast. The website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. We've got a lot of news and information to cover. Next hour, we'll be talking about coups for export. U.S. has a history of supporting anti-government upheavals. Also, Obama says bigger nations cannot simply bully the smaller ones. Interesting story there. Judicial Watch broke a story this week, and I know that if you've been watching mainstream media, they've covered it very thoroughly. You've not seen this story anywhere. Judicial Watch breaks the story. The United States gives Russia free military equipment. We're going to be getting into that one next hour. And also, the head of a nationwide sheriff's coalition is calling on Vermont's law enforcement officers to defy three controversial gun control measures passed by Burlington voters in the last 3 weeks. All that coming up in the second hour. This hour, we're going to be talking about a new Pew poll. White majority is over. Next generation, more than 50% non-white. The Washington Examiner ran this story this past week. And Paul Ryan, the Republican Party, immigration, a question of when. Politico.com, we're going to be discussing that. I've been saying that now for a long time. The Republicans is going to cave. They're going to pass immigration reform because, of course, they won't enforce the laws that are on the books. And of all things, Paul Ryan veiling that as a help to save the economy. We'll be getting into that this hour. Also this hour, a story this week, CNN, Fox News, the rates of autism continue to rise. New report out by the CDC. We're going to be talking a little bit about autism this hour. But to get us started, this story, which, of course, RT.com, Russia Today, the first place I saw the story, a little bit of mainstream media, the BBC, CNN, Reuters covering portions of it, but this may be the big story this week. The mainstream media has spun, mischaracterized, and outright lied about a shocking leaked audio tape in which top military and political officials from Turkey brazenly planned to stage a false flag attack on their country in order to create a pretext for a war with Syria. Now, how about that for a news headline that you haven't seen anywhere in the mainstream media? Shocking details of dialogue between top Turkish officials reveal clear evidence of them scheming to launch a staged provocation against Turkish interest that would be blamed on Syria as a justification for a military invasion. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Erdogan admitted the authenticity of the tape when he described the leaking of the audio as villainous and immoral before moving to ban YouTube in Turkey. Wow. I'll make up a cause of war by ordering a missile attack on Turkey, states Hakan Fidan, the head of Turkish intelligence. So here, Turkey has been caught red-handed staging a false flag event to get involved with the war with Syria. This, my friend, should be leading off all of the mainstream media if there was any true journalism left in this country. Mainstream media is dying on the vine. Turn off mainstream media. All of it. They are not reporting the truth to you. The direct cause of war, I mean, we're going to do is as a direct cause of war as Deputy Chief of Military Staff Yasser Guler plans to attack the Sumilian Shah Tomb, which is in Syria but considered Turkish territory and guarded by Turkish special forces, are also discussed with Al-Qaeda terrorists playing a role as the patsies. How about that? Prime Minister said that in current conjecture, the attack on the tomb must be seen as an opportunity for us, states Hamet, the Minister of Foreign Affairs. We can also prepare an attack on the Sumilian Shah tomb if necessary, responds Fidan. Listen, Commander, if it's a pretext, we'll give you one. I'll send over four men and have them fire 8 rockets on an empty lot. That's not the problem. Pretext can be arranged, adds Fidan. Ambassador Freedom responds by asserting that the staged attack will give legitimacy because it will be seen as a strike against Al-Qaeda and Turkey will have the whole world backing us. If necessary, we'll mount an attack against the place, states Fidan, adding we'll do the attack up front. To be clear, this confirmed audio tape represents caught red-handed concrete evidence of Turkish officials planning attacks of their own on their own country to be blamed on Syria as a pretext for a military invasion. Now, Reuters reported that the conversation appeared to be centered on a possible operation to secure the tomb, when in reality the conversation is talking about attacking the tomb, not securing it. The BBC News reports about the tape and said it relates to a discussion of possible military operations in Syria, completely omitting the fact that the tape is centered around Turkey attacking its own interest in a staged provocation. The CNN report goes to great lengths in exploring how and why the audio tape was leaked while failing to completely mention its actual content. So, you know, this is nothing new to people that listen to broadcasts like this. I mean, we've talked at great lengths about the false flag event of the Gulf of Tonkin in 1964, the attack on the USS Liberty, which I've sent out the DVDs many times, explaining that the Reichstag fire 1933, Operation Northwoods 1962. If you've never read that document, please do so. And then the big one in our lifetimes, 9/11. So this is how these events transpire. Governments planning to attack themselves, a self-inflicted wound, then blame someone else and get the world to justify their wars. This is the world in which we live in, backed by a mainstream, prostituted, lapdog media that is not worth, unless you want to watch CNN and Fox News for the laugh content, I don't see why anyone anymore pays any attention to mainstream media. Let me take this opportunity to ask everyone to support Republic Broadcasting. We're in our pledge drive event. You can go to the website if you want to keep broadcasts like this on the air that's actually doing the job the mainstream media won't do. Support Republic Broadcasting and the work of John Stapmiller and the great staff there. If you want to keep news and information like this flowing, so that you're not blinded by the lies of the mainstream media, the entertainment of their pontiffs that come on and try to keep you in the left-right paradigm, trying to keep you believing that somehow the Republicans are going to ride in and return us to some utopia like we were under during George W. Bush. People have got to turn off the mainstream media and turn on to the alternative media to find out what's actually going on in the world and why we're in the sad shape that we're in. But if you want more information on this, I'm going to be posting more about it later today on the website, thealternativemedia.com. This is how we get ourselves into these situations. And Turkey's had to ban YouTube in its country because the internet is going viral, exposing the lies of the government. That is one tool we still have. And, you know, last week I was reporting the United States government is saying it's going to hand over the internet to someone else. All week I've been seeing the story. I've yet to see who's supposedly going to get it. We're coming back after the break. Autism skyrocketing next. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Farron in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. I had a email during the break, someone pointing out the fact that mainstream media is on the downslide. A lot of the numbers are showing that. But how many times have I said on this broadcast, you go out into the world and you speak to someone and they just regurgitate the lies of the mainstream media. All they know is what they've heard because they don't look into things for themselves. Maybe they've never heard of or listened to Republic Broadcasting. You can help them turn on to information that they would not get otherwise. And yes, hopefully all of the mainstream media is dying on the vine for the lies that they continue to tell the American people. Now, this next story that come in from Fox News this week, according to the most recent statistics from the Center for Disease Control, listen to this, approximately 1 in 68 children have been identified as having autism in the United States. The new statistics represents a 30% increase from the 2012 estimates of 1 in 88 children with autism. Community leaders, health professionals, educators, and child care providers should use this data to ensure children with ASD are identified as early as possible and connected to the services they need. Colleen Boyle, director of the CDC's National Center on Birth Defects and Developmental Disabilities, said in a press release. Now, I want to say right there, you know, I didn't make a big deal about it. March 1st was the anniversary of this broadcast. We've been broadcasting now six years and 1 month almost. When we very first started, and I meant to get with Brian and get all the names and stuff correct, but I just didn't have time this week, but we did a interview with a lady whose son had autism, and I can't remember the name of the website. But anyway, to give you a little bit of background, and this was when the rates, I'm talking about just 6 years ago, and the rates were much higher than this, and don't hold me to this, but it was at least like 1 in 150, something like that. I mean, it's drastically changed just in 6 years, but I didn't know a lot about autism, and I've always been suspect of the vaccines, but this lady came on, told us that she had a healthy child at birth, did all the things that normal children do as far as, you know, he could follow you with his eyes, and he cooed, and he was a normal child. Had the vaccines, immediately had problems, then was diagnosed with autism. This lady was a medical doctor, and she was married to a medical doctor, and they both contended that they knew verbatim that the child was normal until the vaccinations. Then things changed after the vaccination. So the medical group, Supreme Court, can say whatever they want to. They don't have an answer, and they refuse to consider the possibility that the rest of us believe is obviously the cause of this situation. This is a national epidemic that gets practically no airtime. I saw this story on the Fox News website. If it was covered this week in the mainstream news, of which it very well may have been, I didn't see it. Now, the findings were reported Thursday in the CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. To get their statistics, researchers utilized community records regarding diagnosis, treatments, and services provided to children with the disabilities. You know, Amish children don't have this. There's a lot of significance that we can glean from that fact. The report also found that rates varied widely between communities, ranging from 1 in 175 children in Alabama to, get this, 1 in 45 children in New Jersey. Additionally, the condition continues to affect more boys than girls, 1 in 42 versus 1 in 189, respectively. Wow, how about that for some numbers? Given this sharp increase in autism, CDC officials are urging parents to have their children screened for developmental delays as soon as possible. The most important thing for parents to do is to act early when there is a concern about a child's development. Chief of the CDC's Developmental Disabilities Branch said, if you have a concern about how your child plays, learns, speaks, acts, or moves, take action, don't wait. Dr. Manny Alvarez, senior managing health editor for FoxNews.com, said these numbers are shocking and are an indication of a major public health issue. Wow, is that not staggering to report that? I mean, I'm going to be covering here shortly, all of the money that Congress has voted to give the Ukraine. Isn't it amazing? Halfway around the world, somewhere that I can't see any significance to our national interest, our Congress, when we're $17 trillion past bankrupt, and I'll be kind here, with $100 trillion of unfunded liability, I think it's much greater than that, but I'll be conservative. But we don't have money to put into doing some real research and coming up with the answers about autism, or do we already know? I think I already know what the problem is with the cause of autism, and nothing's going to be done about it, unfortunately. Now, if that wasn't shocking enough, Natural News reported this week, it should make you scared to go to the hospital, if a jumbo jet crashed into the ocean every single day, it would roughly equal the number of Americans who die each day following superbug infections acquired at U.S. hospitals. Far from being some hyped-up scare story, that's actually the conclusion of none other than the CDC, which has now publicly warned that 1 in 25 hospital patients gets infected and tens of thousands die each year. Wow, 1 in 25 hospital patients gets infected, tens of thousands die each year. On any given day, 1 in 25 hospital patients and at least one healthcare-associated infection has 1 in 25 hospital patients has at least one healthcare-associated infection, reports the CDC newsroom. The CDC's 2011 survey of 183 hospitals showed that an estimated 648,000 patients nationwide suffered 721,000 infections, and 75,000 of them died, reports the Washington Post. If you do the math, that comes to about 205 deaths per day on average in U.S. hospitals. Keep in mind that if terrorists were killing 205 Americans per day, every news network in the country would cover the story 24/7. If airplane crashes were killing 205 Americans per day, it would be headline news everywhere. And if vitamins were killing even just one person a year, the entire government would be calling a ban on all vitamins. Wow. That's sad truth. But when hospital superbug infections result in the deaths of 205 Americans per day, it's simply another statistic and not treated as a national emergency. Somehow the annual death of 75,000 Americans is considered business as usual in a sick care system that virtually everyone considers a disastrous failure. That's coming in from Natural News, and while I've got just a couple minutes here, let me do my Obamacare update. I believe I saw in the news where they're gonna throw $25 million at the website this week. And you know, we know that the government's way to fix any problem is just throw more money at it, and how well it works for them, we see the results. But we'll do the Obamacare update for myself on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments. Stay with me.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only takes a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. This is Radio for Truthers and for the Masses. And wow, I know you're out there that still believe the lie. I've got so much news and information to cover in these 2 hours. I wanted to do my Obamacare healthcare update. I wanted to see how this whole system would work. I started in November trying to enroll on Obamacare. I've had to start over and over so many different times. Again, this past week, start completely over. They've mailed me stuff. I mean, it is crazy what it is like trying to navigate this system. And I've actually got a Blue Cross Blue Shield agent that's trying to help me with this. It has just been unbelievable to see how absurd and ridiculous this system is and has been. So November, December, January, February, March, we're going into April. I'm going into the sixth month of just trying to see what it's like, if it's possible for me to enroll into this system. Unbelievable. Let's continue. This is coming in from Politico.com this week. Representative Paul Ryan, the Republican from Wisconsin, pressed the economic case for overhauling the nation's immigration system on Wednesday, saying that reform is inevitable and necessary to boost growth in the United States. Now, you naysayers, and I've heard from you, that think for some reason that the Republican Party is not going to ultimately pass some form of amnesty, then keep listening. Ryan's fellow House Republicans have largely put the kibosh on moving forward with immigration reform for this year, but some key GOP lawmakers are still lobbying their colleagues publicly and privately to tackle immigration. The 2012 Republican vice president nominee is among figures who have urged the GOP to embrace the overhaul. To me, it's not a question of if we fix our broken immigration laws, Ryan said Wednesday at a breakfast hosted by the United States Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. It's really just a question of when. Ryan called the nation's immigration laws chief among the problems that are curbing our economic growth. Well, how about that? The biggest problem we've got in our country with our economy is our immigration policy. Wow, of all of the problems in this country. Now we know that the reason we've got a record number of people on food stamps, the reason we've got a record number of house foreclosures, the reason we've got this skyrocketing debt, I guess even the reason we're one of the most hated nations in the world, it's all because of our failed immigration policy and the fact that the federal government won't enforce the laws on the books and has an open border policy. If we're listening to Paul Ryan, now listen to this, noting the rate of retirement among baby boomers, Ryan said reforming the immigration system is necessary to fill our future jobs. Well, we're not going to have enough workers in America. You know, when I ride through the big cities like Statesville and High Point, Winston, well, I'm just overwhelmed at all the signs out in front of the businesses that say help wanted. And the people that I talk to that say, wow, you know, my biggest problem is I just can't find workers. Everyone's got jobs. Everyone's got great paying jobs and I can't find someone to hire. I mean, this is laughable, people. This is why the Republicans, when they do get control, don't have sense enough to do anything with it. This is the death knell for the Republican Party if they're actually this stupid. Please know that we understand the value of immigration, Ryan told the crowd. We know it's important. We know its roots, its history here in America. And we have ideas on how to make this go forward and make it work so we do have the rule of law. So we do have reform. They love that word reform, don't they? Just throw that word reform around. So we're not in the same position 15 years down the road. House Republican leaders signaled earlier this year that they were ready to move forward on immigration reform, months after the Democratic-led Senate passed a complete overhaul with a pathway to citizenship for millions of undocumented immigrants. So trust me, it doesn't matter whether it's, you know, next week or next month, they will cave. They're going to pass some form of amnesty. And they're going to continue this policy of letting our country be overrun with illegal aliens. It doesn't matter to me what race they are. I'm telling you, our unemployment problems is not going to be fixed by bringing in more immigrants. That is the dumbest argument I think I've ever heard. And we supposedly are supposed to look to the Republican Party to be the conservative voice. They try to frame themselves as the conservative voice of the people. And yet, time and time and time again, it's just like this story right here. We can just see the handwriting on the wall. Now, I was unaware of this story, and actually just looked at it myself. The United States is on alert and has deployed military assets to defend the Atlantic coastline from New York to Charleston from attack by a cruise-type missile or low-flying aircraft. This is according to Press TV. The Intel Hub is carrying the story. Heightened measures began with Israel's increasing threats against Iran, but increased with the mysterious disappearance of the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. Sources at the highest level of U.S. military and intelligence community cite the possibility of a terror bomb and even using nuclear weapons, most likely to be a submarine launch. This is what is being defended against. However, so this is an interesting story. I have just just been made aware of it myself yesterday. Investigative journalist Chris Boland made the startling discovery. However, the plot, we have been informed, was to include a seemingly hijacked airliner, which would be blamed on Iranians, as stated by Joel Rosenberg while speaking with Greta Van Susteren on Fox News on March 18th. Rosenberg claimed the Iranians hijacked the plane to attack Israel. So you can make out of that what you will. But I can tell you what, have you ever sensed, whether you're watching the news or not, just sensed the state of chaos that our world is in? As an American citizen, have you ever had a lower pit in your stomach as far as believing anything that our supposed leaders, politicians, or even media says? We are lied to all the time. It makes me sick. It makes me sick to see what mainstream media in this country passes off as the truth. I'm glad they're dying on the vine. I'm glad their ratings are at an all-time low. I'll be glad when the death knell in this mainstream media finally is plunged in. You know, I've had people tell me when I would say that, you know, I watched Al Jazeera this morning, and they think that's some kind of pro-terrorist Al-Qaeda network. Why do they believe that? Because their simple, feeble minds have been fed that from the mainstream media. They don't go over there and watch it for themselves to see if it's legitimate coverage. People have some sort of inherent desire to stay with the same media coverage, kind of like, you know, if you always like to wear the same colors or something. They get fixated. They believe this is their news, even though they can be shown that, yeah, maybe you pick any news network, maybe sometimes they do tell some of the truth. I mean, if they report the Super Bowl score, yeah, that's probably the truth. But they don't get the stories from around the world that are really the heart of the news that week, because the mainstream media here in America will keep you fixated on the ridiculousness of talentless wonders like Justin Bieber or Lady Gaga or some of those other talentless wonders that they're always parading around. When the real story, like the story I did today happening in Turkey, gets very, very, very little coverage. That's why it's so important to support Republic Broadcasting. The pledge drive is going on right now. Go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. You'll see it right there at the top on the right-hand side. And if you want to keep mainstream media alive and well in America, support Republic Broadcasting and the work that John Stattmiller and the staff there is doing to bring this type of news to you every day. You won't believe the effort that this takes to go in to make this available to you. The pledge drive is going on right now at republicbroadcasting.org. We're going to be talking about it each hour while this is going on, because if you like having broadcasts like this, giving away DVDs, bringing you the news, an hour where you can call in and speak your piece, we try to do every week, then you've got to support the source, and that's republicbroadcasting.org. Now, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, white majority is over. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends. It'll only take a minute of your time. and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
And we're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. The website's thealternativemedia.com, alternativemedia.org, and I'm going to hold that story. It may be next hour before we get into the white majority is over, coming in from the WashingtonExaminer.com. I wanted to take this opportunity. You know, when I first started before 2008, after 2001, when I got back into being an activist after the 90s being on the radio some, I couldn't get back on the radio. I mean, just because you build a better mousetrap does not mean they build a path to your door. And I was making flyers, and on Sundays I would take them out and pass them out at churches, put them on cars, that type of thing. And one of the things that gets me the most, one of the reasons I feel like your local churches has become powerless in a sense, is their embracing of occult holidays, this type of thing. And I don't get into religion a lot on this broadcast because everybody's got a different opinion. They back it up with different verses. We tend to argue and don't get anywhere. But with that said, there's a couple of things I wanted to say about Easter, or we should call Ishtar. Now, Ishtar, which is pronounced Easter in this area, was a day that was commemorated by the resurrection of one of their gods they called Tammuz. Now, these are the ancient mystery religions, who was believed to be the only begotten son of the moon goddess and the sun god. Now, if you look into this, you'll see various tales, but this is a summary of the majority of it. There may be some difference. I'm not saying this is written completely in stone, but this is a very good summary. I don't think you'd have a hard time disagreeing with much of it if you looked into it. In ancient times, there was a man named Nimrod. If you've read your Bible, you know that, who was the grandson of Noah's son named Ham. Ham had a son named Cush who married a woman named Semiramis. That name will be synonymous if you look into the ancient mystery religions. Cush and Semiramis then had a son named Nimrod. After the death of his father, Nimrod married his own mother and became a powerful king. The Bible tells all about this in Genesis chapter 10. Cush begat Nimrod. He became a mighty man in the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Wherefore it is said, even Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord, and the beginning of his kingdom was Babel. Nimrod became a God-man to the people, and Semiramis, his wife and mother, became the powerful queen of ancient Babylon. You can look all this up. Nimrod was eventually killed by an enemy, and his body was cut into pieces, sent throughout the various kingdoms. Semiramis had all the parts gathered, except for one she could not find. Semiramis claimed that Nimrod could not come back to life without it, and told the people of Babylon that Nimrod had ascended to the sun. Semiramis also proclaimed that Bel would be present on earth in the form of a flame, whether a candle or a lamp. When used in worship, Semiramis was creating a mystery religion, and she set herself up as a goddess. Semiramis claimed that she was immaculately conceived. She further claimed that she came down from the moon in a giant moon egg that fell into the Euphrates River. This was to have happened at the time of the first full moon after the spring equinox. That's very important. Semiramis became known as Ishtar, which is pronounced Easter, and her moon egg became known as Ishtar's egg. Ishtar soon became pregnant and claimed that it was the rays of the sun god Bel that caused her to conceive. The son she brought forth was Tammuz. Now, you can look some of this up and you'll find out a lot more information on it. But when we're discussing this, we find out, have you ever noticed how Easter moves around on the calendar every year? Moves around on the calendar. Why is that? Why is it not the same time? It's because Easter is put on our calendar as the first Friday after the first full moon of the spring equinox. So it's actually based on astrology, and we still follow that to this day. Now, if you look up like a statue of Ishtar, it'll be a mini-breasted statue most all the time. Why is that? It's a fertility goddess. All this goes back to a spring goddess, a fertility goddess. Rabbits are the fastest procreating mammal. That's why the rabbit is sacred in this fertility ritual. The egg is a symbol of fertility. Sunrise services. Now, Tammuz, the son of Semiramis, the spring goddess, was the son of Nimrod. He was killed by a wild boar. This is where you get the tradition of eating the Easter ham. It is all based on pagan religions that predate the birth of Christ. So, my argument to this is that when you bring this into the church and you're taking part in a pagan ritual, having Easter egg rolls and hunts on church property, this is why, in my opinion, that we find the church having become so powerless in our day and age today. And I wanted to get that in today so I could share that with you. You can take from it whatever you want to. If you want to discuss it in the third hour, I'd be more than happy to take phone calls. And when I was having this discussion with a gentleman this past week, and he was making the argument that people today have nothing to do with any of these past pagan religions or traditions, that it's old, it's outdated, and none of that is in today's world. And I was kind of shocked by that, because our days of the week: Sunday is Sun's Day, Monday's Moon's Day, Tuesday's Tuesday, Wednesday is for Woden's Day, Thursday's Thor's Day, Saturday's Saturn's Day. If you look at Sunday, the Latin is Day of the Sun. That's how all of these names came about. Monday, Latin, Day of the Moon. Tuesday, Latin, Martis, Day of Mars. I mean, it goes on and on. If you get into the month, January is Janus month. Janus is the Roman god of gates and doorways, depicted with two faces looking in opposite directions. His festival is in the month of January. Febra is the Roman festival of purification held on February 15th. I mean, all these things are still going on today. March, Latin for Mars. March was the original beginning of the year and the time of the resumption of war. Mars is the Roman god of war. April, Aphrodite is the Greek goddess of love and beauty. Latin is Aprilis. May, meaning of the Great One. Latin Maya. It is the goddess of spring, the daughter of Faunus, the wife of Vulcan. June, Juno, is the principal goddess of the Roman pantheon. She is the goddess of marriage and well-being of women. And what about this? Julius Caesar reformed the Roman calendar. July. Latin is Julius. July is based on Julius Caesar. August. Latin means Augustus. Augustus Caesar clarified and completed the calendar reformed of Julius Caesar. September. The seventh month. September in Latin means seven. October, octo, means eight. November means ninth. December means tenth, because there used to be a 10-month calendar. So all these things are still alive and well in our vocabulary and the way the days of the weeks work. It all goes back to pagan traditions that predate a lot of them predate the birth of Christ. Maybe not all the names and the calendars and the months. But I thought that was kind of interesting, and I would share that with you today. And when we get on the other side of the second break, top of the hour break, when we take phone calls, if you'd like to add to that, agree, disagree, you can have your opinions heard. We'll get into that in the third hour. Coming up next hour, we're going to get into an excellent article by Judicial Watch this past week. If U.S. gives Russia free military equipment used by the Army and Marines, this is... It's a factual report. There are several congressmen that have been making quite a stir about this coming to light this week. Not seeing this in mainstream media anywhere. And then some excellent articles this past week about the hypocrisy of the foreign policy of this administration. I mean, our mainstream media may not be covering it, but the rest of the world is eating it up with a spoon. And we'll get into some of the comments that Barack Obama had made this past week as well. And we also got an excellent article about what is happening with sheriff's coalitions that are actually standing up now for the Second Amendment. So that's where you're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment. Stay with me.